Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Once again, it's time on a Sunday morning to greet you with a word of grace. Welcome to this broadcast, arranged by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, and I am Nigel Parker, the minister. Wherever in the world you join me from today, and whatever day today is for you, I'm glad to have you listening in. Psalm 113. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you his servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised both now and for evermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is exalted over all the nations, his glory above the heavens.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Psalm 113 continues, Who is like the Lord our God, the one who sits enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes, with the princes of his people. Ever faithful God, in your holy presence, we give you our thanks for your merciful grace and forgiving generosity. However badly we feel about our sin and failures, our emotions and remorse are nothing in comparison to the pain that we have caused to the being of our God by our sin and lack of trust. God Most High, to gain the things of this world, we spend intelligence and strength and do not hold back shrewdness or deceit. We do not use our ingenuity for your benefit, and we cast away our integrity without regret. We are prudent with material possessions, but sloppy with the eternal. We care too little for justice and use our wealth for just us. Forgive us, Lord, for the sins we know in our heart. Save us, Lord, from the sins we hide. God of Jacob, hear our repentance. Lift us out of our weakness. Show us truth. Jesus Christ has died and is raised and ransoms our lives. For Christ's sake, our sins are forgiven and we are given new life as we believe and trust in him. Through the Holy Spirit, we're promised knowledge of this truth and our repentance may become real and right and acceptable in the sight of God our Saviour. This to the glory of God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're following the story of Jacob, son of Isaac, son of Abraham, in our Old Testament reading. After Rachel gave birth to Joseph, Jacob said to Laban, Send me on my way, so that I can go back to my own homeland. Give me my wives and children, for whom I have served you, and I will be on my way. You know how much work I've done for you. But Laban said to him, If I have found favor in your eyes, please stay. I've learned by divination that the Lord has blessed me because of you. He added, Name your wages, and I will pay them. Jacob said to him, You know how I have worked for you and how your livestock has fared under my care. The little you had before I came has increased greatly, and the Lord has blessed you wherever I have been. But now, when may I do something for my own household? What shall I give you? He asked. Don't give me anything, Jacob replied, but if you will do this one thing for me, I will go on tending your flocks and watching over them. Let me go through all your flocks today and remove from them every speckled or spotted sheep, every dark-coloured lamb, and every spotted or speckled goat. They will be my wages. And my honesty will testify for me in the future, whenever you check on the wages you have paid me. Any goat in my possession that is not speckled or spotted, or any lamb that is not dark-coloured, will be considered stolen. Agreed, said Laban, let it be as you have said. That same day he removed all the male goats that were streaked or spotted, and all the speckled or spotted female goats, all that had white on them, and all the dark-coloured lambs, and he placed them in the care of his sons. Then he put a three-day journey between himself and Jacob, while Jacob continued to tend the rest of Laban's flocks. Jacob, however, took fresh-cut branches from poplar, almond, and plane trees and made white stripes on them by peeling back the bark and exposing the white inner wood of the branches. And then he placed the peeled branches in all the watering troughs, so that they would be directly in front of the flocks when they came to drink. When the flocks were in heat and came to drink, they mated in front of the branches, and they bore young that were streaked or speckled or spotted. Jacob set apart the young of the flock by themselves, but made the rest face the streak and dark-coloured animals that belonged to Laban. Thus he made separate flocks for himself and did not put them with Laban's animals. Whenever the stronger females were in heat, Jacob would place the branches in the troughs in front of the animals so that they would mate near the branches. But if the animals were weak, he would not place them there. So the weak animals went to Laban and the strong ones to Jacob. And in this way the man grew exceedingly prosperous and came to own large flocks and female and male servants and camels and donkeys. Amen. Gregor Johann Mendel was born Johann Mendel on July the 20th, 1822, on his family's farm on Austria. He spent his early youth in that rural setting. Indeed, his father hoped that he would take over the farm. But he was a clever man and he excelled in sciences. But on the other hand, he suffered bouts of depression and mental health issues. He would fail exams. But Mendel began to study as a monk, and he joined the Augustinian order of St. Thomas Monastery in Brno and was given the name Gregor. And in about 1854, Mendel began to research the transmission of hereditary traits in plant hybrids. Mendel chose to use peas for his experiments due to their many distinct varieties and because offspring could be quickly and easily produced, and he cross-fertilized pea plants that had clearly opposite characteristics. And after analysing his results, reached conclusions that still shape the laws of genetics and inheritance. And so out of a culture of scientific investigation fostered by Christian belief, new knowledge was gifted to the human race. Who says science and religion don't mix? On the Word of Grace, we're following the life story of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. And today our story from Jacob is all about genetics. For one thing, since last week, Jacob has had 13 children from four different mothers. The 12 sons of Jacob will become known as the 12 tribes of Israel, and the 13th is a daughter named Dinah, who would later be the victim of a sexual assault. This growing family means that Jacob wants to move out. He needs to find his own territory. And pressing on the back of his mind and increasingly on the forefront of his mind is the promise of God. He's watching it come true as he sees his family grow in front of him, even in spite of himself and his own behavior in the past. And so now Jacob has served his uncle Laban for 14 years, and we can see that the relationship between Jacob and Laban has become pretty strained. Laban tricked him and lied to him, and Jacob has had to work for his uncle for the past 14 years, all because of those lies. Jacob actually fulfilled his end of the bargain. He worked those 14 years without trying to cheat Laban or pull any of his shenanigans. Maybe he kept the good end of a bad bargain. Maybe he's thinking, I've learnt my lesson. I did some things wrong, but I'm learning to do right. And maybe he's thinking that I don't deserve it, but God's been good to me. He's been scammed, but he's done right, and so he's got a tiny bit of self-respect that he can walk away with. And so he goes to his uncle and basically says, look, I'm ready to go. Please send us away in peace. But Laban said to him, if I found favor in your eyes, please stay. I've learned that the Lord has blessed me because of you. Name your wages and I'll pay them. Now Jacob has heard that before. And Jacob said, let me work 7 years for Rachel. But he was made a fool of because he worked 7 years and he got Leah, the ugly sister, and he had to work another 7 years for Rachel, the beautiful sister. Laban makes the same offer. Name your wages and I'll pay them. Do you know the phrase, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And so Jacob has his answer prepared. I'll work for you so long as I get the dark sheep and you keep the light sheep. And so Laban agrees to that. But before he does anything, Laban goes through the flock and he takes all the speckled and spotted and dark lambs and goats, basically the ones that Jacob said that he would take, and he moves them about 50 miles away. Laban's going to make sure that there's no breeding between those that Jacob said he would take and the goats and the lambs that didn't have speckles or spots or brown in their wool. And the agreement is that when he comes back after a certain amount of time, if the purebred flock has speckles or spots or brown coloration, then they would also belong to Jacob. But if not, they would all go back to Laban, and Jacob would have again worked for his uncle for next to nothing. And that's when genetics comes into play again. Jacob used some environmental manipulation and management in order to create speckled and spotted and dark offspring out of the white sheep that he had been left. Now, there's no scientific evidence that just by looking at these different coloured reeds and broken twisted trees that it would affect what kind of goat or sheep was born, but it might encourage some breeding in some way. But Jacob knew more than he realised from his 14 years of sheep and goat herding, and he paved the way for Gregor Mendel's genetics. And he perhaps understood intuitively that the sheep and the goats had both recessive genes and dominant genes, and it was just a matter of getting the recessive gene to manifest. And so he gained wealth, this time honestly, and under the good hand of God.
Upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to? Your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing.
amid the conflict, whether great or small. Do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you till the journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
What does it mean in 21st century terms? Well, firstly, if you're someone who's doing good when someone is doing you bad, well done. If you're doing right when someone is doing you wrong, well done. If you're doing good when it would be easier to do bad, well done. If you're in a situation, maybe even through your own foolishness, where you're being taken advantage of, being exploited, and you're returning good for evil, then rejoice. You can place yourself within the love and the will of God. Jesus said, if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you. Do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. Maybe that's simply a word of encouragement for you, to remind you that doing good is a good thing. Secondly, if you do right before the Lord, you will grow in your sense of right. You will realize that more and more what's being done to you is wrong. And so it will become the right thing for you to challenge the wrong that is being done to you. An employer who undervalues you for your work, or who takes the credit for the best of your work. A colleague who makes cheap jokes about your size, your shape, your skin, your gender. Jesus said, behold, I'm sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, so be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. In that situation, you'll find the means and motivation to say no to that situation, to get out of that situation, to move on as Jacob was doing, to another job, to another set of friends. And if it's a family relationship, then the time may come when you, having done everything you reasonably can and more, have to step away from what is unreasonable behavior, especially if violence, abuse, and dominating control are involved. Thirdly, make the most of your situation. Build a future for yourself. Jacob took advantage of Laban's foolishness to do a wise thing for himself. Jesus told the story of an unscrupulous manager who used his power over his master's wealth to make a future for himself. He wrote off his master's debts so that he would have friends for the future. J.C. Ryle writes, the conduct of the unjust steward, when he received notice to give up his place, was undeniably shrewd and skillful. Dishonest as he was in striking off from the bills of debtors anything that was due to his master, he certainly by doing so made friends for himself. As wicked as he was, he had an eye to the future. As disgraceful as his measures were, he provided well for himself. He did not sit in idleness and see himself reduced to poverty without a struggle. If you're in that kind of situation, make the most of it. Be wise as serpents, but gentle as doves. Look forward to things to come. You should provide against the day when we shall leave our present habitations. Like the steward, we should use all means to provide everlasting habitations for ourselves. Let us pray. We give you thanks and praise, Lord, for you desire everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. The earth is your handiwork, but it has brought you tears. You created the nations, but they have brought you grief. You sent your law and prophets, but your people served idols and wealth before you and were unfaithful with all you entrusted to them. And when we despaired of ever being restored to health, you lived up to the name of Saviour, sending us your Son, Jesus the Christ, himself human, who gave himself as a ransom for all. And although his blood was shed in Jerusalem, you raised him to life, and now and forever he is our mediator in your presence, welcoming us with love and renewing us through prayer that we might live faithfully in all godliness and dignity. God of overflowing goodness, you have blessed us with the means to serve you in the world. Awaken our awareness of the suffering and struggle of those around us. Fill our hearts with compassion and understanding for those in need, and wipe out the judgment and self-interest that too often displaces your love. Inspire us to follow you and not to chase after money or possessions. Guide us to use our wealth to serve you by loving your children and tending your creation. And we offer our prayers, spoken and unspoken, in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Today is the last Sunday that Mr. Peter Brown is conducting worship at St. Andrew's Sherbrooke. The congregation there will be delighted to welcome you at 10:30 on Sunday mornings and trust that you'll be blessed wherever you find yourself in worship in these days. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area, We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.